Good afternoon. You're listening to Iowa Public Radio. The time is 4:44. I'm Pat Blank. A pilot program is in its first year at Big Creek State Park near Des Moines, utilizing black locust trees to build wooden chairs. Chad Kelchin is the DNR park manager of Big Creek State Park, and Chad is with me this afternoon to speak a little bit about the project and how they hope to use something that's an invasive species to make something that's worthwhile and usable. Hi, Chad. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know if a lot of people understand what the black locust tree is. Let's talk about that first.
Black locust is just a non-native species to Iowa. It tends to grow very rapidly through roots and rhizomes and things like that. And it tends to take over an area, making it an invasive species. And when that happens, nothing else really goes underneath it. It's harmful to our ecosystems. It's actually harmful to our water quality as well.
Where did you come up with this idea? Let's take this and take it out of where it's doing some harm and put it to use to do some good.
Well, in its history, part of its spread was through human contact. The pioneers and the people who settled the lands liked to plant them in rows and hedges, and they used them for poles and fences in their barns or their fence rows. And building on that, seeing, you know, that basic aspect and getting tired of just cutting it up and burning it, I thought there had to be a better use for it. So we'd been talking about it for some time, and it came down to time to go past the talk and do something about it.
And perhaps someone who has a keen ear can hear in the background that you've got some volunteers that are there participating and putting together some of these log chairs.
Yeah, so each chair is independent. You know, even though it's considered a straight wood, there's no straight piece on it. So each piece is hand-fitted. We strip the bark off of each one. We use a mortise and tenon component to put the chairs together, and then they just kind of go together like a big tinker toy set.
What a perfect way to spend some time indoors in some of this weather that's been less than ideal.
Yeah. You know, one of the things about it, you know, we harvest this wood in late fall, November time frame, and we're actually dealing with green wood, so to speak. And the reason we're doing that is it's easier to peel and easier to manage. And this locust is such a dense, hard wood that even at its state that it is now, it still burns the saws. It still leaves a little char on it when you're working with it. When you use a dry wood, it's even harder yet.
And I did mention that this is a pilot project. So are you far enough along in this pilot program to wonder if maybe you'll do more of this again?
I think we will. Each time we learn a little bit more from it. We take feedback from the volunteers when they show up and talk about how we can improve next time when they come. You know, it takes, with three or four people, it still takes a good 2 hours to put one together. And like I said, each piece is hand-fitted. Everything is hand about it. And then when we do get them together, they're actually a good enough and tight enough fit that we screw them, that even though I don't even know if we need to.
So where will these chairs be used then?
The first set of chairs that we're producing are going to go to a cabin at Springbrook State Park. They need new chairs over there for their decks and their overlooks, and that is where their first set are going to go. This is an educational program. We're not doing this necessarily to build furniture. What I want to do is teach people the skill, the trade, and then have them go out and do it on their own for their own recreational opportunities. There are rules that prohibit us from selling this wood out, but for the hobbyist, you know, we give a permit to salvage the wood, and then they can build the furniture there for their deck or their house or whatever they want.
Chad, it sounds like you're about to be busy there, so I appreciate you spending some time with me this afternoon and our listeners and telling us about this project that's going on right now at Big Creek State Park.
Sounds great. Thank you.